Catherine Wynne's early years were spent in cities, big cities. And such was the case, in fact, until 1979, when she and her husband-to-be decided they should have a vacation home away from New York City. They found a magical property in Wayne County, Pennsylvania, and began the hard work of restoring their new home, named Fernwood Cottage. Now, decades later, Catherine has written a series of essays inspired, she says, by many, most of them with 4 feet, a few with wings. The collection is titled The Animals of Fernwood Cottage, and she shared some of her memories when she had a chance to visit us here at WVIA. She is an award-winning author and screenwriter, and she stopped in to talk about her animal friends and her creative life.
We wanted to get a place in the country, and I saw an ad in the New York Times that said waterfall for sale. So we thought we'd check that out. And, well, one can gasp, given house prices these days. It was a 7-room house with a 2-car garage with space for an apartment above, 65 acres with 3 waterfalls and a pond for $75,000. So we bought it. And I had always wanted to have a horse. But the first thing was that we were both urban people. We didn't like the noise of a lawnmower. And our postmaster was the sheep judge at the Harford Fair. And so we bought 2 sheep from him. And they didn't start eating right away. And I love what Hank said. He said, well, they got to get accumulated to the place. And we got a little ram. So we started with sheep. But I really wanted a horse. We ended up with 4 horses, peacocks, a goat. I do want to say a little bit about a goat. I do not eat goat cheese. And our goat, well, he would greet me in the field by galloping over to me, putting his paws on my shoulders and staring me in the eye. But his most remarkable thing was he thought he should breed with the lady sheep. And he wanted to make himself devastatingly attractive. This is one of the items I have in the book. So he would cross his eyes. He would stick out his tongue and go, and then he would put his head down between his forefeet as far as he could. And this was to make himself devastatingly attractive to the sheep.
Did they fall for it?
They did not like him. But there are those stories. And the reason why I wrote this book, actually, it was during COVID. And so I was writing funny stories about our animals and sending them to friends just to cheer people up. And then I thought, gee, you know, I've got all these stories. I should do something with them. So there it is, The Animals of Fernwood Cottage, available on Amazon under my married name, Catherine Ann Wynne. My first books are under Catherine Ash, but there's another Catherine Ash who writes lots of romances. So my Catherine Ash books are way down the list. So all my newer books are under Catherine Ann Wynne.
Do you treat wild animals in the collection at all, or just those that were?
Oh, I think I do mention a couple of wild animals. Oh, yes. We had an opossum who moved in. We have this apartment over the garage, but it was unfinished, and one of our cats lived up there. So this opossum moved in with her and was there during the whole rebuilding of that to make a nice apartment with terrible noise. But she ate the cat food, she used the cat box, and she delivered little baby possums, at which point we had to put a nice soft pillow in a cat carrier, and which she loved pillows, so that's how we got her back into the wild. Yeah, we do have some wild animals.
And you have had a wonderful succession of lovely pups who have personality and lovely names because you and Peter are so creative.
Well, when we had sheep, I had a Yorkie, and we had to get a sheep guarding dog. We got this magnificent Great Pyrenees who was so tall, after every evening the sheep would be brought into the barn, He would stand on his hind legs, and he was about 7 feet tall, the top of his head, or his nose if his head was up. And he would put his front paws on my shoulders, which I didn't mind, like I did with the goat. And I would sing Shallow We Dance, and we would waltz. This was Thibaut, T-H-I-B-A-U-T, named after Thibaut, who was king of Navarre, because our Pyrenees and Navarre is in the Pyrenees. He was a splendid animal. And then we had seven papillons, a whole family. We kept having papillons. And, well, you know, you have them and they have their lifespan. And we more recently had two Japanese chins who just passed away. But we have a wonderful Chihuahua and a Yorkie Poo. So they're friends.
When you would send these stories, isolated stories, to friends, did they encourage you then to do more or collect them?
Well, they liked the stories, but it was just, you know, sending them out. But I was ill last year and really in a bit of pain. I was lying on the couch, so I put a pillow on my tummy, put my computer onto the pillow, and wrote three books, this one being the first of them, which distracted me from the pain. I recommend book writing as a way of dealing with illness.
Tell us about the cover, the front cover.
Oh, the cover has a picture of me holding one of our newborn lamb.
And then on the back, we see some of those dear, some of your dear friends.
Oh, all of our animals. Oh, we had four horses, two thoroughbreds, one of them, Eastern Promise, who came from Winterthur and held the world record for distance. But he wasn't an aggressive horse. He'd only run when he felt like it. And then there was Pivot Turn, who had been a winner for Hillcrest, where we got these horses. And then I got a little black Shetland pony because we had the facilities for a bathroom that weren't installed. They were sitting in crates in our bedroom. I kept calling and calling the plumber. I became friends with his wife, and we finally talked about this pony she had that she wanted to get rid of, but she was afraid to send it to the auction because it would go for meat. I said, I'll buy the pony if Jerry comes and installs our bathroom. So that's how we got this terrible pony. They couldn't even deal with this pony at Hillcrest. This little guy, Thibaut, would be lying snoozing with the sheep, and this pony made a circle around Thibaut, and when he woke up, the pony kicked him in the teeth, at which point I sent him to Hillcrest, but they didn't want him either. They went back to Jerry's wife, the plumber's wife.
Did you have any pets when you were a child?
Well, when I was a baby, yes, my parents had a wire hair terrier. But then when I lived with my parents in Hollywood, we lived in an apartment where I couldn't have any, but I yearned for them. I had a turtle named Scheherazade who ate garlic raw, and I had a pet mouse.
Remember the name?
Timothy Nicodemus Templeton.
On your website, you said you began your career as a painter, and you have on your website, tell us the painting.
Oh, well, I have a website. My parents really brought me up to be a painter. There were those gorgeous Skira art books of each century. Well, that's what I got for every birthday and Christmas. And I remember when I was 5 years old, my feet sort of sticking straight out from the couch, and we had this serious talk. I said, oh my gosh, what's this serious talk going to be? And it was, do you want a professional watercolor or oil set? And I said, well, what are oils? And they said, well, they're like toothpaste tubes. And I said, no, I'll get them in my hair. And I got the oil paint set.
And what is on the canvas that we can see on your website?
Oh, well, by the time I was 19, I didn't know you were supposed to have one dealer. I had two dealers. I was going to NYU, and we had the day off for Election Day. So I was taking singing lessons. I had a brief theater career even before. And I passed an art shop, and I had done one painting. I had painted through my childhood. I had studied with the Boyds, who were professional artists in the New Jersey town where I was living with my grandparents. And then I got interested in the theater, stopped painting, went back to painting when I decided theater wasn't for me. And so I took my first little painting to this art shop, And the woman said, "Well, take some more art lessons and maybe we can help you." I was furious. I put my painting back under my arm. I went over to Madison Avenue and went from gallery to gallery and got two galleries committed to me. One of them was the Dorsky Gallery, which is a major gallery, which is on Madison Avenue at 79th Street. And the other was a smaller gallery, the Braverman Gallery. My luck, they both went out of business within months of each other. And so now I had to find a new dealer. Well, Dorsky was a very good gallery, so I didn't have any qualms about going to the best galleries. I went to Courtier Ekstrom. Should I really tell this story? I don't think so. Anyway, it was a Me Too story, and my Me Too stories both were so bad I stopped painting. And my boyfriend at the time was the author of the Dictionary of American Artists. He was so happy I was not in the art world anymore, and bought me all these books on Chinese ceramics, and I'd bought a vase, which turned out to be an imperial vase. So I thought, wow, I'm going to make my fortune finding Chinese vases. So I started writing about Chinese ceramics. And, well, anyway, but the painting, yes, you asked about the painting. When I was with Dorsky Gallery, it's on a wood panel that's about 4 by 5 feet, a dark blue night sky with what looks like a granite cross floating flat and floating away. And on it is the body of a man. He has a man's head, but the body is completely made up of different animals and plants and sea creatures and so forth. I was a surrealist painter, but one problem with surrealism is it always looks creepy. And I didn't really want to have creepy paintings, but that was my inspiration.
Were you in some way signaling a concern for the devastation of the natural world and animals?
Yes, ecology. My another of the paintings I did, which I ended up trading to my grandmother's lawyer for a set of wonderful law bookcases, but it was of poppies growing, and the roots were hands underground among bodies underground, and then the poppies had baby faces, and there were little spider-like flies feeding on them. And this lawyer loved this painting. And he said he was dealing with a fellow who had been arrested for drugs. And the guy really took off on this painting in his office. But I got the bookcases.
Catherine, the other thing we remarked on the exquisite photo of you and the just-born lamb, but anyone who has a chance to view any of your books can see what an eye you have. And no wonder when you tell us you were starting out as a painter, we can tell about your visual sensitivity, the sense of color. Catherine Ann Wynn, who is an award-winning author and screenwriter from Wayne County, speaking about her recent collection of essays titled The Animals of Fernwood Cottage. For more information and to read excerpts from her various writings, her website, CatherineAnnWynn.com. CatherineAnnWynn.com, CatherineAnnWynn. WYNNE, CatherineWynn.com.